4.7.
And moving on to our next guest. We all know that one of the favourite topics of conversation here in the UK is the weather, especially after the scorching temperatures we've been having recently. Now we have with us in the studio meteorologist Mike Bench. And earlier in the show, we asked listeners to tweet us any questions they had about the weather. And now Mike's going to answer some of them for us. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Jenny.
So the first question for you from our listeners is, what's the difference between a meteorologist and a weather presenter?
Well, basically, a meteorologist collects all the data, whereas a presenter, well, is given the information and presents it on the radio or on TV or wherever. Mind you, a few presenters are also trained meteorologists, but not many.
How far ahead can you accurately predict the weather?
I think typically we can forecast about 5 to 7 days ahead on average. But some weather is more predictable than others. If there's high pressure with not much changing, we could forecast maybe 7 to 10 days ahead. On other occasions, it can be very uncertain. We don't know even over just a few hours. So, for example, if there's a lot of low cloud at airports, it will be very difficult for us to know when the cloud is going to clear enough for aircraft to take off or land.
Are long-term forecasts ever accurate?
In terms of forecasting as far ahead as next summer or winter, there's a very new system where we can see how what's happening in one part of the world might affect another weather system somewhere else. So, like, weather in the Arctic and in the Indian Ocean both make a difference to the weather in the UK. So we can't get real detail that far ahead, but we can get a general trend.
What's your favourite kind of weather?
Thunderstorms, especially at night, because they're very exciting. You can see things like the lightning moving around inside the clouds, especially at night, when the lightning really highlights the shape of the clouds. You never quite know what weather might come out of a thunderstorm. It's a kind of weather factory, really. It can generate large amounts of rain of tremendous intensity. It can bring very strong winds, large hail, snow sometimes. There's just incredible power and majesty in thunderstorms.
Why do you think the British talk about the weather so much?
Because it affects absolutely everything we do, every day. So, for instance, driving to and from work, what to wear when we're going out, whether we heat our house or not. It can affect what's in the shops, even how we feel. It just absolutely affects everything. Another reason is that in the UK, the weather changes all the time. We might not get global extremes of weather, but we get pretty much everything, so there's always something to talk about.
In what ways have you noticed that the weather has changed in the last 10 years?
Well, in fact, over the last 10 years, I don't think the weather has changed an awful lot. This year we've had an intense heat wave and also quite a lot of snow. It's unusual, yes. These are quite extreme for the UK, I suppose, but it's not unprecedented. Both have happened before, and both will happen again. There's evidence to show that maybe extreme weather is happening a little bit more frequently. Certainly, globally, looking at the science, it tends to have got more extreme than it has been in the past, and it's obviously becoming a bit warmer as well. So, yeah. But I've not necessarily noticed it myself day to day.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic about climate change?
I'm fairly pessimistic about it. I think in the UK it will probably lead to more frequent, more extreme heat waves, potentially colder and longer winters, and some more extreme weather as well, more intense rainfall, and a greater risk of extreme flooding.
Mike, thank you very much for coming.